The Holy Gospel according to John.
Praise to you, O Lord.
Now before the festival of the Passover, Jesus knew that his hour had come to depart from this world and go to the Father. Having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. The devil had already put it into the heart of Judas, son of Simon Iscariot, to betray him. And during supper, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he had come from God and was going to God, got up from the table, took off his outer robe, and tied a towel around himself. Then he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel that was tied around him. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, "Lord, are you going to wash my feet?" Jesus answered, "You do not know what I am doing, but later you will understand." Peter said to him, "You will never wash my feet." Jesus answered, "Unless I wash you, you will have no share with me." Simon Peter said to him, "Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head." Jesus said to him, "One who has bathed does not need to wash except for the feet, but is entirely clean. And you are clean, though not all of you." For he knew who was to betray him. For this reason he said, "Not all of you are clean." After he had washed their feet, had put on his robe, and had returned to the table, he said to them, "Do you know what I have done to you? You call me teacher and Lord, and you are right, for that is what I am. So if I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have set you an example, that you also should do as I have done to you. Very truly I tell you, servants are not greater than their master, nor are messengers greater than the one who has sent them. If you know these things, you are blessed if you do them. Now the Son of Man has been glorified, and God has been glorified in him. If God has been glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself, and will glorify him at once. Little children, I am with you only a little longer. You will look for me, and as I said to the Jews, so now I say to you, where I am going, you cannot come. I give you a new commandment, that you love one another, just as I have loved you. You also should love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Please be seated. Grace and peace to you all from our crucified and risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Let us pray. Lord, may the words from my lips and the meditation of our hearts be pleasing to you tonight, these holy days of your death and resurrection, and always. In your name we pray, Jesus. Amen. On El Camino de Santiago, a 500-mile pilgrimage across northern Spain, travelers often find themselves sick, injured, or in need of help in the midst of strangers. The hosts at the refugios, hostels that house pilgrims on the Camino, can sometimes be indifferent, but others often go out of their way to assist people they have never seen before. In Joyce Rupp's book, Walk in a Relaxed Manner, she recounts how one hostelero brought an extra blanket for her friend Tom, who was shivering in his bed, and playfully tucked him in. Tom thanked him with the words, "Como mi mama," like my mother. And the man smiled and responded simply, "You're a pilgrim." On this faith journey, we pilgrims may find ourselves in uncomfortable and vulnerable situations where we find ourselves sick, injured, or in need of help in the midst of strangers or even friends we do not want to be vulnerable in front of. Jesus washes the disciples' feet before going to the cross in order to teach us to receive his love and to love and serve one another as he loves and serves us. Like Peter, we might not want to admit our need for help or receive help from God or others through God's grace. But Jesus teaches Peter, who is dismayed at the thought of Jesus washing his feet, a job normally reserved for a servant and definitely not his Lord, to allow Jesus to serve him and to in turn serve others in love and humility in their time of vulnerability and need, as Jesus served him. It is in that humbling position of vulnerability and acknowledgement of need that we can see the face of Jesus in those who serve us. And it is in the face of those we serve that we can see the face of Jesus, who, in preparation to go willingly to the cross, was anointed by Mary with expensive perfume and the tender washing of his feet with her hair. I remember my mission by listening trip to Guatemala with a group from seminary. I had gotten sick, and we were talking with local women, and I was at the top of a potato hill. No one seemed to notice I was getting sick in the background. But all of a sudden, I felt the presence of someone around me. And I turned without being able to get quite up and looked. And I saw a little girl about the age of 5 who had come up to the top of the hill to check on me. She came to see if I was okay, while all my peeps were gathered around at the bottom of the hill, focused on their conversation. I felt very vulnerable, and on one hand, bad that the little girl saw me in this condition and perhaps was worried about me. But on the other hand, I was touched that such a big act of care and love would come from such a little person. In her, I felt the presence of Jesus. While surrounded by those who were seemingly uncaring or unnoticing of my situation, Jesus' love commandment to love and serve our neighbor was surrounded by betrayal and denial. He knew Judas would betray him, and he knew Peter would deny him. And yet he washed both their feet and ate the last meal with both of them. The part of the gospel reading that is missing from tonight's reading is the moment when Judas betrays Jesus, when he leaves Jesus after eating bread with him and goes out into the night. It's at that point he leaves his relationship with Jesus and goes to the dark side. It's Jesus who will then hand himself over to the authorities later. And he does so willingly, so that all might be reconciled back to God through his forgiveness on the cross. Jesus loves and serves his disciples by washing their feet and breaking bread with them, knowing they are going to betray, deny, and abandon him. As the other disciples fall asleep in the Garden of Gethsemane when he asks them to stay awake and pray. He teaches us what it means to follow Jesus. Yet how many of us can truly love and serve those who have betrayed, denied, or abandoned us? How challenging is it to follow Jesus to the cross? It's very challenging, for me at least. And yet, in our inability to do so, as Jesus asks us, he has given us all that we need to be free from the chains that bind us. In baptism, he has given us his grace. In baptism, we are tied to Jesus' death and resurrection. And when we confess our sin, we can remember we are also washed clean of that sin, and God sees it no more. And if we die a death like Jesus, so too shall we be raised with Jesus to new life. Each day we turn to him to try and love and serve our neighbor as Jesus loves and serves us. As we come forward tonight to receive Holy Communion, may we remember that Jesus knew his disciples would fail, falter, and fumble. And yet he continued to Jerusalem with his face set on the cross. May our worship and remembrance of his great act of sacrificial and scandalous love, so that we may all be redeemed and reconciled back to God, be blessed as we return tomorrow to hear the seven last words of Jesus on the cross, and as we continue our celebration of his resurrection in his grace on Easter. Amen.